Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we're diving deep into a topic that could make everyone paying into a traditional pension nervous: the breaking down of the global retirement system and whether Bitcoin is really an option to retire on. Most of us are taught to trust our pension plans and state pensions. So why is the system supposedly broken?
Okay, let's take a look at that. Why is the pension system as we know it in crisis?
It boils down to a math problem and an outdated model. Antiquated systems like Social Security are pay-as-you-go models. The money you pay in today doesn't sit there waiting for you. Instead, it immediately pays today's retirees. This model was created in 1889, when life expectancy was around 60 to 70, and the retirement age was around 55.
But now, people often live past 80 and can collect benefits for 20 or 30 years.
Exactly. The base, the pyramid, the contributors, is shrinking as people live year by year for themselves, and the top is living longer, hence the real-term shortfalls. And since cutting retirement payouts or raising taxes are often political suicide, governments often choose the third option, financial repression.
Wait, what's financial repression?
Great question. Basically, it's the policy of holding interest rates below inflation to quietly erode your purchasing power. It's an invisible tax on your savings. Compounding that, the median pension balance in the U.S. is barely $200,000. If you follow the traditional 4% withdrawal rule, that's under $8,000 a year, over a 25-year period. That's not retirement, it's survival.
Ouch. So, what is a possible solution when it comes to people taking back responsibility and control of their future? If fiat savings are melting, how could Bitcoin fix this?
Well, as many in the DBM community know, the path to true financial independence must be built on scarcity and self-sovereignty. The ultimate goal is to achieve a self-sovereign cash flow that replaces your working income entirely. The sooner you can achieve this, the better. Once at this stage, the concept of retirement takes on a whole new complexion.
And how does owning Bitcoin provide cash flow without selling it?
Great question. The idea borrows a page from the playbook of the ultra-rich: leverage. They don't sell appreciating assets. They borrow against them to access tax-efficient liquidity. We anticipate that by the early 2030s, as the Bitcoin system matures, accumulating one full Bitcoin could potentially be leveraged this way, generating tens of thousands of dollars in liquidity per year.
One Bitcoin is an ambitious goal for most people, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we acknowledge that it's out of reach for many at this stage. That's why DBM highlight a far more attainable milestone, 0.1 Bitcoin at this stage of the journey. Even holding that amount places you ahead of roughly 99% of the global population in terms of Bitcoin scarcity. It's your small plot of prime digital land. The strategy is to move away from the slow 40-year savings path and use focused conviction, dollar cost averaging into a single, provably scarce asset with asymmetric upside.
Interesting. Okay, next up, what are the threats to sovereignty as we see them today?
Well, achieving this independence isn't without serious risks. Broadly, there are three major considerations if you are to take responsibility for your financial future. The most immediate isn't the tech, it's institutional capture.
What does that mean?
With the rise of Bitcoin ETFs, incumbent firms like BlackRock and others are gaining more influence. They hold major stakes in mining operations, and their ETF filings give them influence over the market, and hence any asset you give them custody of.
That's a concentration of power worth bearing in mind, for sure. What about other future threats?
Others also share concerns over quantum computing. While it's on the far horizon, if quantum computers become powerful enough to break Bitcoin's encryption, around 3.7 million lost BTC in old wallets could become a buffet of unclaimed digital gold. That supply hitting the market would cause a shift in price.
Interesting. Is that a realistic risk?
Possibly, but the most immediate threat is actually simple human failure and custodial risk. Most Bitcoin isn't lost to hackers or quantum computers. It's lost on centralized exchanges. That's why the most crucial step is actually self-custody. You must move your Bitcoin off exchanges and onto a secure hardware wallet and build a legacy plan so your heirs can access your keys. This is the true way to retire with Bitcoin in the long run.
So the takeaway is the system is failing, Bitcoin is the best hedge, aim for 0.1 and build toward 1 BTC, and above all, you must become your own bank by being aware of the use of non-custodial services, lending, and ETFs, but prioritizing self-custody.
Precisely. True sovereignty means protecting your wealth yourself and being in full control of your own assets and how you split the use of them between equity growth and yield income. The blueprint for a successful approach DBM have nurtured over the years can be accessed via the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series. Take your seat in this popular service in the show notes. Good luck with your journey and see you next time.